It was a very difficult decision to make, but the board and the owners put a valuation on the player, and that was exceeded by quite a way. And you know, we have to look after the club long term. So the decision was made that the offer would be accepted, and that's where we are.
So it was sort of very, very much an offer you couldn't refuse.
Absolutely. You know, we would have been mad to refuse it. And you know, we're very pleased for the lad. We're very pleased for the football club, and you know, we're happy.
It certainly sounds like, on an economic basis, it certainly sounds like a great deal for the football club.
Yes, absolutely it is. I mean, it's you know, there's no secret. You know, the manager did not want to lose the player. You know, we had to look at it, and there's hearts and heads on these things, and unfortunately, you know, we had to look at it economically. We had to look at it financially. If we could have kept the lad, that would have been fantastic, because he's a fantastic player. But you know, we had to make the decision. You know, the manager wasn't particularly happy about it, but that's how we go, I'm afraid.
I mean, it was obviously sort of Steve consulted, obviously gave his reaction, but is it the case that, you know, he's sort of very happy with sort of the decision that the board have made, sort of in a Crawley Town sense?
I think that the manager gave his opinion, that the manager didn't want to lose his player. But, you know, we make the decision. Steve's an employee of the football club, and, you know, decision was made that the player would be sold. You know, Steve obviously wanted to keep him. It's he's an incredible asset for him. But, you know, unfortunately the decision was made, and the manager's not particularly happy about it, but he's a very, very dedicated and professional football manager. He'll get on, and he'll still deliver, we're sure of that.
And I guess the fans will look at it in a negative sense, sort of in the last month, the two top strikers have both gone.
I don't think they'll look at it in a negative sense at all. I think that we have fantastic supporters who support a football club, not one player. And I think it's incredibly disrespectful to the rest of the squad to feel that, you know, this is the end of the world because, you know, two players have been sold. We still have, you know, a very, very talented and dedicated group of players who will still continue to deliver on a week-to-week basis. And I think that it's disrespectful to them to feel that, you know, that this is bad news. The fans will support the football club because they support the football club, not individual players. And they know that the ownership and board of this football club haven't let them down in the last 2 years, and that they don't plan on letting them down moving forward either.
And over the sort of past few years, Steve has had a great record of bringing players into Crawley Town to replace outgoing players. Have sort of, obviously with sort of Tyrone being linked with a move away in January, are there sort of contingency measures in place already?
Steve, as I said before, Steve's a very dedicated and professional football manager. He will do what he has to do to deliver what he needs to deliver. You know, he's made a commitment to deliver promotion this year. It's going to be very difficult, but I'm sure he'll do that. And whatever he needs to do that, he'll do.
And just sort of one final question, Alan. I mean, obviously, sort of, you know, you mentioned promotion there. I mean, it is sort of so congested at the top of the table. I mean, it's still sort of very much a possibility, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It's very much a possibility. We have a very skillful group of players, and we have a management team that's capable of getting the best out of those players. I think that they will, you know, they're going to be there or thereabouts. I would hope that we're going to be top three. You know, if we slip outside of that and into the playoffs, then that's not ideal, but we still feel we're strong enough to come through that. You know, there's some good sides in it, and it's going to be difficult to win it and get promoted, but we're comfortable and we're confident that we can do that.